Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, May the 7th and the whole week ahead. There's a lot going on in the stars and nothing can beat Sun, Trine, Pluto. It is fabulous and it is a transforming, empowering aspect. And for you as a Pisces, it can transform your life and the way you look at your future. And it can also do so many wonderful things for your mind. You have a powerful mind now, a beautiful mind now. Use it, because psychologically, you've never been so good. Here's your Sunday stars. Be wary, because of the moon in Gemini connecting with so many planets in a negative way, you have got to be careful. In particular with home and family affairs, something's not right, there's confusion, there may even be lies, there may even be deception. It's a distasteful lot of aspects, but you can soon savour nice things to come if you escape the family and those people around you and go off and do your own thing today. Here's your Monday stars. It's a big aspect because it's Jupiter, your ruling planet, about to move forward in your seventh house of relationships. And he will continue to move forward right up until September. So, if you're looking for love, if you want to commit to somebody, if you want to make changes to a current relationship, then now is the time to do it, because Jupiter favours you in every way when it comes to you and somebody else. Here's your Tuesday stars. Venus and Jupiter work so well together. The openness of these two planets, the positivity and the optimism of these two stars has to be seen to be believed. And there is luck and there is good fortune. In fact, there are so many marvellous things with these planets, especially when it comes to relationships. So if you want to pop the question, if you want to celebrate a landmark anniversary, if you want to even get divorced or separated, everything in your garden will actually end up rosy. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in Cancer is good if you're a Piscean, because it's water with water, and certainly this is extremely creative and very loving indeed. It's good too for being able to communicate and talk to others. If there's a fly in the ointment, it comes because of money. You mustn't be reckless or rash when it comes to cash, because if you do, it will turn around and bite you on the bum later. It's a good day for talking to others, but it's an even better day if you are careful with your cash. Here's your Thursday stars. Moon and Mars, yep, they're certainly going to help you to make progress and advance in your career. But you need to look back to move forward, because Mars is retrograde. So you either missed out on something or just didn't see a situation when it was staring you in the face. Whatever it is with the Moon and Mars, you need to understand these stars are absolutely at their best when you look back, deal with a situation, and then make everything right, then you can move on. Here's your Friday stars, but it's all about the sign of Taurus, and as a Piscean, for you, this is communications that open up. Yet again, Mercury is retrograde, Mars is retrograde, all these planets retrograde means that you have to deal with something that's been and gone, but it hasn't. It didn't get concluded, it didn't get resolved, and that's what I urge you to do now. Look back over any situation in your life, a conversation, a chat, whatever it was, because things were left in limbo. Tie up loose ends now.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.